We Eat Our Souls and Don't Bother to Replace Them. Written by Black Cat and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars The Clone Wars fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Fox/Granta Omega. This is part 5 of the Bender AU Ficlets series. Sometimes there are doors to the spirit world in the most convenient places. Granta slips out of the wild tangle of electric and organic and into the sterile halls of the Senate building, light on his feet in the darkness. The air here hums, heavy and dark, and Granta breathes it in and smiles. It never fails to satisfy the fact that so many thousands of benders and force sensitives are so desperately chasing one poor, powerless thief around Coruscant, howling like tukas that just got their tails stepped on. Well, for a certain definition of powerless and poor. Pulling his hood up, Granta hums a quiet tune, scanning the Vice Chancellor's office. Maz Ameta isn't quite stupid enough to leave proof of his involvement with the Sith out in the open, but it's a near thing. And he's certainly not that careful with proof of his corruption. If Granta didn't know better, he'd think Maz Ameta was outright asking for someone to blackmail him into betraying Palpatine, and, well, Granta will graciously take him up on the offer if he's so desperate for it. It only takes a few moments of slicing to find what he needs, and Granta tucks the data chips away in his coat, neatens the office to erase all signs of his presence, and heads for the hall. There's another door into the spirit world 3 levels down that opens up in a plane half consumed by wires that grow and leaf like vines, and from there, Granta knows a path through one of the more misanthropic spirits' territories, leading to another exit deep in the Undercity. As much as Granta enjoys making the Senate Guard pull their collective hair out over his entrances and exits, sometimes it's more productive to get out with less of a fuss. Glass cracks, shatters, and the wind howls like an enraged thing, so strong that for an instant Granta is almost spun off his feet. He snarls a curse, wrenches around, and stopping a bender's power is possible, but not here, not suddenly. Getting away is a better plan, because once Granta is out of sight, he'll be faceless, unremarkable, even to a clone trooper. When he goes to run, though, the airborne shards of glass that are supposed to be shatterproof are still spinning through the air, and the trooper in the center of the storm has his blaster up and aimed, perfectly steady despite the gale. All benders are at least a little annoying, in Granta's perfectly objective opinion, but airbenders are some of the worst. Surrender, the clone says, a clear warning, and Granta rolls his eyes even as he takes a half step back, gaze flickering up and down the hall. Getting back into the spirit world is possible even without retreating to the door he emerged from, but the idea of giving away what he is so early in the game is disappointing. Granta was hoping to see the guards scramble around looking for clues for at least another few weeks while he set up all the pieces on the board. Little old me, Granta asks, pitched to faux innocence that's meant to infuriate. He takes another step back, calculating his odds of getting into Maz Ameta's office again before the clone can reach it. I'm just doing my civic duty, shaking off a few cobwebs, uncovering the truth about our esteemed leaders. Are you really going to persecute me for that? No, the clone says, entirely, delightfully unimpressed. I'm going to persecute you for burglary and breaking and entering. Hands up. Obligingly, Granta raises his hands, palming one of his knives as he goes. Really, he drawls. How uninspired of you. Commander, wasn't it? I think I've seen you around before. Movement, impossibly quick, almost as quick as a Jedi, with the force of a hurricane behind it. Granta flings the knife even as he throws himself to the side, hits the ground, and rolls beneath a scything kick, a burst of air so concentrated that it leaves a dent in the wall. It just misses him, though, and Grantle whirls, grabs for the blaster at the small of his back, and puts two shots in the air. Impact, hard enough to steal his breath, and the clone commander slams him up against the wall with all the force of a tornado, grabs for his hood. The face is as easy to slip into as a new coat, and Granta throws his hands up, turns his cheek like he's braced for a blow as the dark hood falls away. The commander freezes, breath catching audibly, and Granta looks up at him with a clone's face, eyes wide. "Commander," he says, and it wavers, almost cracks. "Fox," another clone shouts, and instantly Fox is moving again, grabbing. Granta throws himself to the side, but Fox follows him, hits the ground on top of him, and Granta laughs as he lets his own face flicker back into being. "Fox," he repeats, halfway to mocking. "What a good name." In an instant, he's pulled that face up, twists out of Fox's grip as a sleek black fox and flips free, then bolts sideways, even as the other clones lunge to catch him. This shape is quicker than a human, though, and in an instant he's hurtling back towards Maz Ameta's office, rounding a corner with Fox scrambling behind him. One step sideways, a leap, and he's back in the spirit world, landing lightly amidst a forest of trees with metal-veined leaves, the moral world falling away behind him. "Thank you, Mother of Faces," he says lightly, and when he rises, it's as a human again. The opposable thumbs are so useful, after all, even if wearing different faces all his life has left him only vaguely attached to any of them. And then, with a whirling gust, wind sweeps through the forest, rattling the tree leaves and startling Granta. He whirls, and across the half-there shimmer of distance that marks the separation, he can just see Fox in his bright red armor, stalking up the hall and straight towards the spot where Granta vanished. He stops there, close enough to touch, and even if Granta can't hear what he says when he raises his comm, he can guess. Laughs, leans in, and there's no way for Fox to feel the brush of his fingertips that aren't in the same plane, but Fox still pauses, turns his head. "How intriguing," Granta says, and he can feel the shard of the Mother of Faces inside him, present since the moment he was born, turn towards Fox in contemplation. She likes the clones, so set in their identity, forging their own faces out of sameness. And that makes Granta like them too. Of course, that doesn't mean he can't play a few games, particularly when it comes to toying with Fox. The man is interesting, after all. The end.